听力课堂，听 class.com。
Life Talk，
生活聊吧。
It's travel time again。
走到全世界历险去。
The first stop， Hong Kong。
第一站，落难香港。
Hello everybody, what's up? My name is James Nolan. I am the Foreign Travel Director for Sunny Travel Agency. Today, we are going to invite several guests to talk about some amusing stories about their travels. Hi Lisa, I know you just returned from China. Will you come up and tell the audience something about your trip to China?
Sure. Overall, the trip was a gas.I had lots of fun, but a few problems cropped up on my travels.
What about your problems?
My itinerary was to visit Hong Kong for a few days, then Guangzhou, and finally Beijing. To start off, I don't know any Chinese, but I was told most people in Hong Kong speak English. Not so.
What did you do in Hong Kong?
My hotel arranged for me and many others to take a tour of Hong Kong.The first part of the trip was to Victoria Peak. It's a great place to overlook Hong Kong's Victoria Bay.
Did you take photos?
Oh, yes. This was where my troubles started. The tour guide said we could take as many pictures as we wanted, but must be back to the bus in 15 minutes as we had many other tourist places to visit.
So, what happened?
I took many beautiful snapshots, lost track of time,and came back to the bus area in about 30 minutes.
Did the bus wait for you?
You're kidding me. Lo and behold, the bus left without me. After a while, I decided to take a taxi back to my hotel. The taxi driver spoke no English, but with gestures, he got the idea that I wanted off the peak.
That sounds okay.
About halfway down, the taxi stopped. The driver told me with gestures to get out of the taxi.I was completely in the dark.
Now I see you did have a problem. It seems like you dug yourself into a hole. How did you get out?
It was getting late and I tried to flag a cab or hitchhike a ride down the rest of the mountain. Most cars thought I was invisible as no one stopped.
So, did you eventually have some luck?
God only knows. A truck stopped and the driver indicated for me to get in the back with many boxes of chickens. The smell was terrible and the noise was mind-blowing.
Were you angry about this experience?
Nah, I just chalked it up as an adventure. I thought I was ready to enter mysterious China.
So, all of this happened before you even got into mainland China?
Yep. Guangzhou was great, and then I had another problem once I got to Beijing.I was to meet a young Chinese woman. She was to be wearing a straw hat and a white t-shirt.
Could you find her?
It seems that about 1,000 young women were wearing straw hats and white t-shirts. I had no idea how to find her.
So, once again, you were in a pickle.
You bet. But fortunately, she found me. I noticed a big banner which said, "Welcome, Lisa." Yes, that was her.
Good for you, Lisa.Thanks a lot for sharing your experience with us.
The pleasure is mine.
Smart sentences.
1. Overall, the trip was a gas.
总的来说，整个行程都很愉快。
A gas. Something very lively and enjoyable.
例如
It was really a gas to find someone I could talk with.
2. I had lots of fun, but a few problems cropped up on my travels.
我玩得很开心，不过在旅途中也出现了一些突发问题。
Crop up. Something appears or happens unexpectedly.
例如
Problems usually crop up and hit you before you are ready.
3. You're kidding me.
别开玩笑了。
You're kidding me. Used when you think the other has said something ridiculous or unreasonable.
例如,
Hey Joe, Tom called this morning and left you a message.
You're kidding me. I haven't heard from him for over a year. 4. Lo and behold.
瞧.
Lo and behold. Used to emphasize in a humorous way that something is not surprising at all.
例如,
Lo and behold, I was completely soaked after running in the rain for an hour.
5. I was completely in the dark.
我当时就懵了。
In the dark. Do not know anything about something.
例如,
I was in the dark about the transaction.
6. It seems like you dug yourself into a hole.
就像掉进了自己挖的坑里。
Dig oneself into a hole. Put oneself in a difficult or unpleasant situation.
例如,
Many believe that the current financial crisis shows that Americans have dug themselves into a hole by overusing credit cards.
7. God only knows.
天晓得.
God only knows. Used to emphasize that you do not know.
例如,
God only knows what she thinks.
8. I just chalked it up as an adventure.
我只是把它当作一段冒险的经历而已.
Chalk up. Consider something as.
例如,
I chalked up my experience here as a lesson in life, not a punishment.
9. So once again, you were in a pickle.
所以你又遇到麻烦了。
In a pickle. In a difficult and awkward situation.
例如,
Microsoft found itself in a pickle after Google backed off from the deal.
10. The pleasure is mine.
荣幸之至.
The pleasure is mine. A polite way of replying to somebody who has just thanked you for doing something.
例如,
Thank you for your time.
The pleasure is mine.
Notes. Itinerary.
路线.
Snapshot.
快照.
Hitchhike.
搭便车.
Mind-blowing.
引起幻觉的.